From WTJU, this is Arts on Grounds. I'm Chase Browning. For this week's episode, we speak with Emily Kaiser, who is a PhD candidate in the English department at the University of Virginia.
I think so. We're all nerds. We're all introverts. We don't really want to talk. That's why teaching is so hard for us. But super fun. No, what brought me to UVA? Well, I'm a PhD student here in the English department, PhD candidate now. And I wanted to come to UVA because we have fantastic English professors, including Catherine Moss. She's who I work with, and she edits all the Shakespeare volumes. But UVA also is in Charlottesville, which is like the whole sort of town and university are really like interrelated in their love for arts. And UVA hosts the Rare Book School, which is really cool. It's like the only one in the country, I think. Yeah, it has a really strong commitment to libraries and to studying books. It has a great department, and UVA's English department gets to teach more than I think any other English department among like elite colleges, which is really cool. We get to make our own courses. We get a lot of freedom teaching students, and that's definitely what I wanted. Does that help? Is that a good answer? Yeah, that's what I do here. I teach. I try to teach classes that combine philosophy or philosophical thinking or the history of intellectual thought with English literature, and to use texts as kind of witnesses to important intellectual developments in the history of thought. Yeah, that was a bigger... I actually haven't taken advantage of it as much as I want to, but I think the Rare Book School is a really cool thing because it brings together scholars, lay people or people that don't, you know, like, study English literature or aren't academics, librarians, booksellers, book catalogs, just people that own bookstores. Just, yeah, and it's world-renowned. Like, before I came to UVA, I had a job at the Bodleian Libraries in Oxford, and the Bodleian Librarians, like, they wanted to come to UVA's Rare Book School to study like the object of the book, which is kind of like just as cool as what's inside of it. I think literature, it's unique because the period that I study, the Renaissance, is when people began to learn how to read for themselves and they didn't have to rely on people reading to them. And so I think literature from the Renaissance on presents this experience where we can have this like narrative that we experience on our own, which is different, I think, from narratives in plays or in movies or like things. And I know that you sometimes watch Netflix alone or whatever with somebody that you're like trying to sleep with, but which is kind of like intimate. But it's like a more intimate experience, I think, to just like read a book yourself and have this whole narrative play out in your mind. Yeah, I think the presence of books is in danger, especially at UVA, because books were like works of art for so long, until like the middle of the 19th century. Like every piece of paper was like hand pressed and stamped with a seal, and it's just, yeah, it's really cool. We've kind of lost that a little bit. If anyone is listening and they want to talk about this with someone, David Vandermeulen, he started the Bibliographic Society Journal, which is the most important journal in book studies, and he is a really big advocate for keeping physical books on the shelves, and he loves all those like really useless books, like anthropology textbooks from the 40s that are still a little racist, and economic like books from the 19th century that got it all wrong, because like that's important, like that we don't forget that we were that stupid and that like people learn from that stuff. I think the danger of our, especially in all politics on both sides, is that humans love to universalize, right? Like ever since Newton, like we love to have a law that covers everything. Like, and narrative means that you particularize something and you tell a particular story and you dwell on like the particulars. I think you can nullify or sort of render not harmful a narrative and then understand it historically in its time. And I think it's important because narratives more than historical facts get at like the ideologies of the time, and we shouldn't forget all the bad ideologies that we had.
Please listen carefully.
Be sure to check out these events happening this week. On Friday, May 12th, 8 to 9 p.m., WTJU will be hosting the 12th edition of Lambeth Live, which will feature a performance from Adrian and Meredith. This is a free concert that will be hosted right here on the second floor of Lambeth Commons. Also coming up, make sure to get your tickets for the Revel 80s Prom, which will take place at the Bridge on Saturday at 7 p.m. Revel is the Bridge's rebellious take on the nonprofit fundraiser, catering to Charlottesville's creative class, fringe fanatics, blue hairs, thinkers, questioners, and active locals who understand and desire creativity, connection, and a hint of constructive danger. This is a serious party for a seriously good cause. Arts on Grounds is a production of WTJU and WXTJ with generous support from the UVA Arts Council. I'm Chase Browning. This interview was recorded by Kirsten Emmerich and edited by Ilona Manick. Connect with the arts at arts.virginia.edu. You're listening to WTJU.